Morning Watch, Day 4, The Christian Life, Week 6. Entering into the intrinsic significance of the reality of the body of Christ, the highest peak in God's economy, and the top revelation of the Bible. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 12, 26, 27, and 25. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member is glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually, that there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same care for one another. Romans 12, 3-5. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Ephesians 3:17-19. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Suggested reading. The Adamic life is the individualistic and independent. Even though everyone in Adam shares the same life, there is no fellowship among them. We all commit sin, yet we each take our own way. In Christ, everything that is individualistic is ruled out. If we want to know the body life, we need deliverance not only from our sinful life and natural life, but also from our individualistic life. All individual elements must go because nothing that is individualistic can reach God's goal. Being a Christian is something one does for himself, whereas being a member is something for the body. In the Bible, there are many terms with opposite meanings, such as purity and uncleanness, holiness and commonness, victory and defeat, the spirit and the flesh, Christ and Satan, the kingdom and the world, and glory and shame. Just as the Father is versus the world, the spirit is versus the flesh, and the Lord is versus the devil, so also is the body versus the individual. Once a man sees the body of Christ, he is free from individualism. He will no longer live for himself, but for the body. Once I am delivered from individualism, I am spontaneously in the body. If we realize that a Christian is nothing more than a member, we will no longer be proud. Those who see that they are members will surely treasure the body and honor the other members. They will not see just their own virtues. They will readily see others as being members better than themselves. Each member has a function, and all the functions are for the body. The function of one member is the function of the whole body. When one member does something, the whole body does it. When the mouth speaks, the whole body is speaking. When the hands work, the whole body is working. When the legs walk, the whole body is walking. We cannot divide the members from the body. Everything that the members do should be for the body. Ephesians 4 says that the body is growing into a full-grown man. It does not say that individuals are growing into full-grown men. In chapter 3, the ability to know the love of Christ and to apprehend the Lord's breadth, length, height, and depth is with all the saints. No one can know or apprehend by himself. An individual does not have the time or the capacity to experience the love of Christ in that kind of way. 1 Corinthians 12, 14-27 speaks of two erroneous concepts that members may have. One, because I am not of the body. This is to despise oneself and covet the work of others. Two, I have no need of you. This is to be proud of oneself, thinking that one man can be all-inclusive and despising others. Both concepts are harmful to the body. We should not imitate other members or be covetous of other members. In this way, we will not become discouraged and give up when we find that we cannot be like others. At the same time, we should not despise other members, thinking that we are better and more useful. In the church life, we should learn to have the consciousness of the body. When we are at odds with the brothers and sisters, it means that we are surely at odds with God. Wherever there is body revelation, there is body consciousness. And wherever there is body consciousness, individual thought and action are automatically ruled out. Seeing Christ results in deliverance from sin. Seeing the body results in deliverance from individualism. It is not a matter of changing our attitude or conduct. Revelation does the work. We cannot enter the realm of the body by anything other than seeing Christ.